This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your room.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That would beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart.
This is pre-recorded. I've got Dan with me.
Hiya.
Hey! I'm currently... When is this going up? I'm currently on a plane.
You're on the plane?
I think I might be on the plane when this is live.
In the air. You don't know where you're going?
Yes. So I'm going on a surprise trip. With this company.
Don't leave silence when I'm taking a drink.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going, but then after the secret location, I'm going to Berlin. So I'm flying, right. I'm on a plane somewhere between secret location in Europe.
Oh, okay, this is the commute.
This is my commute.
Good. Wow.
So it is the afternoon, and Dan and I are day drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey!
Standard. That could have gone so wrong.
It didn't, though.
Yeah, no, good for us.
We cheersed correctly over lots of equipment.
Expensive electrical devices.
So for those of you who don't know, Dan here, my buddy Dan, is also a YouTuber and actor.
Oh, one of those.
And musician.
Yeah.
All of the things.
Comedian.
And bookseller.
Oh, yeah, and that one. Yeah.
Comedian. You guys didn't
comedian
see the inverted commas he was doing there. Daniel J. Layton on Twitter and the internet.
Synergy. Except Facebook, because that was taken. Yeah, I know. I was so upset. It's just taken by a guy who hasn't used it since 2013.
Hannah Witten on Facebook was taken by me, but like in this really awkward way where my personal Facebook was Hannah Witten. And then I wanted my like page.
Business.
My business page, forward-facing public, I think, to be Hannah Witten.
Hashtag brand.
And so I changed my personal one to Hannah Witten 1, so
right.
that I could take Hannah Witten from me. But then Facebook just never let me do it because it was like already technically taken,
wow.
even though I'd taken it back. So now no one has Hannah Witten, and it's just Hannah Witten 1, and then Hannah Witten official or something like that, which is very annoying.
What an adventure that story was. What a real odyssey.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that.
Are you excited for the next 2 hours?
Oh, I can't. Wow.
Yay.
2 hours, really? Okay.
Okay, so the way that we initiate guests on this show is by searching their name in Urban Dictionary. Because one of the games that we're going to be playing later involves Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
And so I thought this would be a fun way.
I feel like mine is going to be like really lame because I've got such a generic name. Like,
yeah.
Tell me how many Daniels you know in your life. It's got to be at least 5.
I was going to be called Daniel if
there
I
you
was
go.
A boy.
See? As is everyone.
Okay, well, let's do Daniel first and then we can do Dan.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, internet. Here we go. Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Oh, this is a
so
long
So, Daniel,
one. You made a
this is a really long thing. This is a difficult name to define because it defies many boundaries of human perception,
indeed.
Let alone various languages. One of the closest translations that experts give is God or many other. Wait, just God?
God. Basically, I'm God, is what it's saying. I'll take that.
Or other variations of that general idea.
Yeah.
The general idea
that
of God.
That does sound right. I do feel godly.
In the list of other definitions, Chuck Norris.
The great spirit. Just the concept of energy. I like that.
Infinity, sublime.
Oh, yeah.
And then Chuck Norris.
You know, this sounds accurate. I don't think we even need to search Dan.
I'm going to search Dan.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
But just remember, my full name, God.
A man of unusual humour, consistently finding strange and lewd comments amusing and or entertaining in a way as to provoke violent and uncontrolled outbursts of laughter.
It started off so well that Dan could not control his mirth as he viewed the movie Old School's lewd comedy. I've never seen Old School.
I've no idea what that
And this is grammatically wrong, so I'm going... Also, it's made by a man called Diabolical Dan 89, so I think he's just got an inflated sense of self.
Yeah, let's see if there are any definitions written by someone who isn't
not called Dan. Yeah, I like this one.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
What your girl be screaming while you at work. Yeah,
and then the
accurate.
Example given is, oh, Dan, you're so good, but your is spelled
incorrect.
Incorrect.
We don't have much on the grammar front in the Dan lifestyle.
But then they've also hashtagged it God as if they knew about the other definition.
That's because it is accurate. I am God.
Oh my God,
this is what we've discovered. Within the first 10 minutes.
I don't know.
It's all downhill from here.
How do we move on from here? I think the way that we do that is by telling people what's coming up on the show.
Oh God, I can't wait.
So we're going to play a lot of fun games.
Okay. You're really, really selling the show. Come on, I believe in you.
Okay, loads of games that I made up in my brain, and they have really great names because I also made up the names, like innuendo or innuendon't.
Okay. Oh, well, that's I see what you've done there. Yeah.
Yeah. Shitter Twitter. The fuck you're saying, mate.
Okay, I like that game.
Songs about sex, which is kind of self-explanatory.
Standard,
And then Drunk Advice Live.
We haven't done that in a year and a half, Drunk Advice.
I know.
It's been that
Dan
long.
Was one of the OG guests.
Yeah, within like the first five, I'd say, was I?
Let me figure it out. It went Dodie, Jack, Beth and you, I think.
Fourth.
And you are technically the fourth guest on this radio show.
I think that's synergy. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
I think the Dan God had something to do with this.
I think you're right.
I think I don't know what's...
Daniel
know.
God.
If you want to get in touch during the show...
we'll move on from that completely quickly.
I just don't like the idea that you're God.
No,
but it's
well.
Also like my name, Hannah, in Hebrew means God has favoured me.
Okay, so, well, I do favour you.
Oh,
so,
thanks.
Yeah. welcome.
Thanks so much.
Tell them how to get in touch.
Yeah, you can get in touch with the show if you tweet at FUBAR Radio. That's probably the best way, seeing as...
You're going to be on a plane.
I'm going to be on a plane, but then if...
I'm going to be getting hype watching
ground,
Bake Off, so...
Yeah. Dan will be watching Bake Off right after this, but before that, he'll be on Twitter and able to respond. And as soon as I have Wi-Fi,
well,
I will also be
responding.
Is it going
to be one of those planes with Wi-Fi?
Hopefully.
Good.
If there is, I will pay for that Wi-Fi just so I can talk to you guys during the show.
When I went to America, I didn't pay. I was outraged. It was like 50 minutes of Wi-Fi for fiber.
It's very expensive.
Get out. Yeah.
It's very expensive.
I'll just wait.
I can't
Deadpool.
Believe that we have to pay for Wi-Fi in this day and age.
I know. Disgraceful. What does the Fi mean?
Oh my god.
Because the Y is wireless. This is my
wireless,
mystery. If you know.
Fiber optic. No.
No. If you know what the Fi stands for, tweet us. There you go. That's
there you go.
Audience interaction.
Yeah, audience interaction. My favourite thing Check. Is in France, they're just calling it Le Wifi.
Le Wifi.
Le Wifi.
Oui. Good.
Oh, I wanted to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
On my way to the studio, I walked past the Tesco.
Yeah.
And outside the Tesco, I saw a man in a dressing gown.
Okay. Okay.
On his phone.
Like just the dressing gown?
Just a dressing gown. No pyjama bottoms underneath or anything. Yeah. Just bare legs and sandals.
Were they like strappy sandals or were they like flip-flops?
They were strappy sandals.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Why is that worse?
Because they're like, it's like the only thing that could be worse is if he was also wearing socks. Because it's not like you've just chucked on the flip-flops. You've actively Velcroed these sandals together.
Yeah.
You've made an effort, but
they
not
could
on
have
the
been like Birkenstocks. So they could have been slip-on still.
Maybe. Still.
Yeah.
It's just not a good look for...
But there's more to this story.
Okay.
So I was just a bit confused. Like, why is someone in a dressing gown stood outside Tesco on the phone? I'm sure they had a good reason for it. Maybe they lived in, like, one of the apartments above Tesco.
They might have.
And for some reason needed to leave to do the phone call
Milk.
Stuff. Yeah, but they weren't going into Tesco. Anyway, I went into Tesco and I got us these Coronas.
Thank you.
And as I was exiting Tesco... I overheard something that he said on the phone.
Right.
And they were the words, Dean Street Express.
Dean Street Express?
Do you know what the Dean Street Express is?
I don't know.
No. The Dean Street Express is the SDI clinic on Dean Street.
Great. So he just wants to check. He just wants to
I think in. He was checking his results. He was getting
Him.
His results.
And that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Nice and safe. I have a great story about that, but it's not for the air.
Oh, come on, you can't do
I can't.
That.
I literally can't. I'll get
you
in so much trouble. I'll get in libel trouble.
Why is it not
it's
about,
not about
you.
Me?
Okay, that's fine. If you've got any STI stories about yourself, please feel free to share.
I once sent...
not the STIs, don't
well, no,
share
I,
those.
I wouldn't know. I actively tried to have a chlamydia test once, and so I sent off for the package.
And failed.
Well, this is the thing. I sent off for the package. They sent it to me. I pissed in the tube.
Sure.
And then I sent the tube off into the ether, and I never heard back. Well, which I'm assuming means I'm fine. But, like, otherwise...
Oh, yeah, usually no news is good news.
I would have thought they would have texted me, or there's just a tub of my piss floating around.
Wow.
London. So if you see it, send it back.
Great.
I'd like to know what happened.
Me too. And on that note, here's a song.
Lose a little waterfalls. Weird than tidy years ago. Buried under rivers of a doubt I didn't notice. Magical carpet that
you look amazing right now. You just kind of, Hannah just like threw her headphones on because the time was going, and then it was just a hair disaster. I wish you could all have seen it.
I completely was not paying attention to that song and how long it was lasting. We were too busy talking about Zoella.
Look, she's a good topic.
She's a good topic.
Everyone has a lot of things to say about Zoella.
This is true. Can't argue with
that. I think she's wonderful.
I think she's got great eyes.
She's got lovely eyes and really nice hair.
And I really think that it was very cool when she did the vlog about going to get her smear test.
Did she do that?
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
I know. I was just like, oh, awesome. Like normalising it and making a lot of girls feel like less
giving
scared
it back,
about it. Because Zoe's like a year or two older than me. So yeah. I'm in the next year, I will be getting my letter.
Golly.
For the
do
smear.
Do you get letters?
Because if you're registered at your doctor's, like, so basically your local GP will just get informed, like, when you turn 25.
Okay.
And then once you're 25, they send you out a letter.
Hello.
Being like, hey,
come and let me rub on you, and we'll see if you've got cancer.
Test.
Is that how it works? Because a smear.
Whoa, you. Okay.
I don't have a cervix. What am I supposed to I'm not supposed to know how it works. Because a smear sounds like it just goes, right, I'll have a look. No cancer.
Okay, let me explain. To the best of my knowledge of what I know of a smear test, it's you lay back, right?
Lovely.
Feet in the stirrups.
Great.
If there are stirrups, or just like spread
just
legs.
Just spread them.
And then they put one of those clampy things inside
what?
Of Dan's face.
Clamp?
Like one of those things inside you so they can open you up.
Oh. Oh.
And then they put a swab.
Uh-huh.
Like a
cotton bud thingy.
No, but I think I think we should do Google this right now. We've got the internet here.
Oh, yeah,
I think then what they do is they take a smear. So they take a shaving, or I think they basically take a bit of your cervix and then they go and test that. I think. Oh my god. Please tell me if I'm wrong.
That's
I'm so sorry.
That's a lot more invasive than I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not nice being a woman.
It's not. It's meant to be quite uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, they're checking for cancer, so I'll let them off.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Cervical screening.
How does... Go on nhs.uk. Please give us the information. But yeah, so basically, they put it up your cervix.
Lovely. That's the way it
How
is.
How do they do
doing it?
It? See, I will... So
every 3 years this happens.
Yep.
Oh,
but you know...
Gosh. Well, I mean, it's for a good cause. Well... Good cause? Is that what we'd...
Anti-cancer.
Good. Yay, no cancer. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to believe that they shove something up here. I didn't realise it was that invasive.
Yeah, it's meant to be not all that pleasant.
No, we just pee in things. That's how they test us for things.
They also can test us for that. Oh, my God. Can I tell you a funny story that I learned?
No, I don't want funny stories. I want really
it's
dull,
about
dry
pee,
stories. Okay.
And it's
good.
About medical testing. So, if you don't know people, I'm writing a book about sex. Plug, plug, plug.
How often have you mentioned that on this program?
It's called Doing It. I don't think, because I normally more promote what someone else is doing.
Well, I don't have anything.
We'll talk about you later, Dan.
Tell us about your book. Go on.
So,
who's publishing it?
Ren and Rook.
Ren and Rook. Okay. Available in all good bookstores. When?
Spring 2017.
Sure. Okay,
I don't know.
Fine.
I'm writing it currently. Who knows? So I was interviewing my grandma about sex and like her sex education and all that kind of stuff. And we were talking about how she found out she was pregnant with my mum.
Mm-hmm.
And basically she had missed a period, but her and my granddad were using contraception. And she was like, what's happening? So went to the family planning clinic and to complain. She was like, it's not working. I've not had a period. And my grandma in the interview basically said to me, she was just like, oh, and they didn't really have pregnancy tests like they do now. You had to like kill a frog or something. And I was like,
great.
I'm sorry, what? And she was like, yeah, they had to like kill a frog or inject a frog with something. But anyway, the nurse told me I had active nipples, so I was pregnant. And so that was the
whole story. She didn't give you any more context on the frog.
Yeah, but then I Googled it.
Oh.
Then I did some research.
Okay.
And it turns out that in the 20th century, they discovered this hormone that is only present in pregnant women.
Uh-huh.
And the way that you detect for this hormone is by getting a woman to pee and then injecting a frog or a mouse or a rabbit with the woman's pee.
And seeing if what?
And seeing if their animal goes into heat.
Oh.
So if the animal then goes into heat, then that woman is pregnant.
Lovely. So if you get a horny frog, you're hot the dove. Mm-hmm. Well, that's one way of... And this was in the 20th century. That's 16 years ago. I assume, like,
I don't know when 20th. I think the hormone was discovered in, like, the 1920s. And this is my grandma got pregnant in, like, 1962.
Right. So this was, like... That's still semi-recent. I think of that as modern history.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? That sounds like they're like, we'll burn some cow entrails and see if the gods dictate. And yes, you're pregnant.
But no, but this was science. It was medical.
Yeah, it's mad.
Yeah.
It's mad. Now it's you really just piss on a stick.
Now you just pee on a stick.
Why have we talked about pee so much in this programme?
I don't know, but I really hope it like doesn't make me need to pee.
Take a nip out during a song.
This is true.
Go ahead where you are. I won't judge. I will judge, but
I'm
I won't judge.
Jeans.
Oh, lovely. Well, it'll contain it. Right, let's move on.
Wow. Dan, I want to talk about PMS.
Mm.
Speaking of bodily functions.
Indeed, I see. Very good. Comedy, yeah.
Please, explain to our lovely listeners what PMS is, what it stands for and what it is.
PMS is my monthly vlog. It stands for Pretentious Monthly Scrapbook. It was started by my good pal, Sammy. Sammy Paul did that a couple of years ago. And I just kind of took the mantle this year and I have been filming everything that happens. I should probably film this at some point. That happens during my month. And then share it online. And that is pretty much warts and all. There's nothing that I leave some things out, but if it's ripe for comedy, it goes in, including but not limited to drunk ramblings.
Speaking of drunk ramblings.
Yeah. Grill me.
So in June's scrap?
Yes.
Yeah, June, because that's when Brexit happened.
Indeed. Yeah, well, so June and January are the two big hitters for politics in my PMS series.
What happened in January?
Nothing specifically happened in January, but it was New Year's Eve going to New Year's Day.
Oh my God, yes! Yeah. And I was like physically there
you
for that
were.
One. Okay.
So what happened in January is that I got very, very drunk. This is a recurring theme. If I get drunk enough, I'll start talking about politics. And in January, I was espousing a real love for Hillary Clinton.
But you weren't calling her Hillary Clinton.
I started calling her Hillary Clinton, and then I started talking about why, even though I like Bernie Sanders, I think that she's better. And by accident, I started calling her Billary, which is like a ship name for her and Bill, but I wasn't even talking about Bill.
No.
So, yeah, it was
so
Billary
funny.
Clinton.
You're just like, Billary Clinton.
I was like, the big quote is that, and I think really she should have adopted this as her campaign slogan, but she's been there for some stuff and she's been there for some stuff. And that was my way of trying to explain that she's got a lot of, like experience and she's an incredibly diligent worker.
She's been there for some stuff, guys.
And she's been there for some stuff as well. That was...
On top of the stuff.
I mean, put it on a T-shirt, is all I'd say, Hillary. You make a lot of money. And then in June, obviously, we all made a colossal mistake. Are we allowed to be political?
Totally.
Cool, Everyone was foolish. And then we decided we'd say goodbye to Europe. Do you remember that? Because it's kind of gone quiet. Like, everyone's still going, what's happening with that? But right now...
I saw something, like, pop up on The Guardian or BBC Today or something about like the Brexit minister said something and I was like, oh yeah, we've got one of those now. That's annoying.
Yeah, but like back in the day, I thought literally the day after we voted Brexit, everything was going to go to hell. So I was in America looking on from afar, having voted by proxy. I did vote even though I was away.
Yeah. Same.
I was drunk and upset and watching American news being like, why have Britain done this?
And turned to Snapchat.
Well, as everyone should when they're in need. So I picked up my Snapchat and started asking the question. And because Snapchat only does you in bursts of about 9 seconds, I would ask the question and then it would run out. So then I would ask the question again. So I edited my Snapchat to go in PMS. It was longer.
Oh, wow.
So it was things like me going, why have we done this? I don't know. Why have we done this? I don't know. And so it was only a point where I like committed to answering the question. It was a big mess.
Wow, guys, it's seriously worth checking out. It's in the June PMS.
Yeah, June.
Like, I remember watching this because I was also incredibly upset and drunk that night in America.
As most Brits were.
God, it was awful. So I wasn't checking Snapchat, so I did not see these wonderful snaps in real time. It was like a month later.
I then real time vlogged my hangover as well, which was best hangover cure, turns out, is self-pity for about 2 hours.
Sure.
Search a hotel for ice water.
For how many hours?
For about half an hour.
Okay.
Get a Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Then go down in
sounds
some...
like a recipe.
Yeah, some searing heat. Walk outside and go and get some paracetamol. Come back and have your roommate have bought you pancakes and then you'll be fine.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's really great. I have a... So I dated this guy who was super into data in like and like statistics
right,
and
okay,
like
yeah.
all of this kind of stuff. And he decided to try and figure out what the internet's cure for hangovers are. So by looking at internet data or whatever, what people are searching for, and like I don't know how the hell he did it, but it's something to do and what and the way that people talk about hangovers online. Yeah. Accumulate a lot of information from this.
And it sounds really dry.
I know, but basically, he discovered that the cure for hangovers is Netflix.
Really? That just sounds like there's a lot of movement, just dark room.
But
eyes
I think
closed.
I think it's because usually when you are hungover, you can't really do anything except Netflix.
Right.
So it's you know
that's
it's one
true.
Of those things where like correlation doesn't necessarily mean causation.
I used to. So my tip for avoiding hangovers, if anyone wants to know, is you get drunk, and then just before you go to bed, down 2 pints of water, and you'll be fine.
This is true, but when you're in that state, you never remember to drink the water.
I used to remember, and then I got older. I think as you get older, your capacity for remembering certain things. So I had to, now I have to remember how to get home. Like, I have to remember a route on the tube. So, like, now I've forgotten the water thing. But when I just used to get
there's
a cab...
There's only enough space for one thing at a time.
When someone else was taking me home in a cab, I'd be fine. And then I'd be able to... But now I have to remember to change at Hammersmith.
Change at Hammersmith.
No. That's not... No, don't. If you don't live in Hammersmith, don't change at... Like, if that's not another cure for hangovers. I don't want suddenly lots of people to go to Hammersmith thinking it's going to, like, cure their hangover. No, that's not how it works.
Guys, I'll be fine. I heard this thing on the radio. I just have to change at Hammersmith. Yes, I know I'm in Liverpool right now, but...
We've seen an influx of visitors at Hammersmith Station.
I need to go to Hammersmith. Why? Why?
Right, well, it's a good place.
My favourite cure for a hangover is bacon. But you're a vegetarian.
I am a vegetarian, yeah. So you know, that's the thing that people are like, you're a vegetarian? Oh my God, don't you miss bacon? I never liked bacon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, so was vegetarianism your choice? I don't really want to get into this, to be honest, but I asked the question.
Vegetarian. I basically didn't like meat, so I stopped eating it. It's not ethical. I just thought it was a bit gross.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I like that. I'm into that.
I might eat meat again at some point in the future. I might not. Who knows?
Do you eat it if someone cooks it?
No. I haven't eaten meat in 10 years.
But I guess it's because you don't like it.
Well, I never used to like onions, and now I could eat an onion like an apple.
What?
I just said delicious.
What? Raw?
Yeah. Or, yeah. I know. So maybe I'd like a steak.
I am horrified. I know, well, absolutely.
I don't. I mean,
horrified.
I don't do it on the regular. I just could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I accept you.
Thank you. That's, well, I've got one. That's one out of, what is it, 6 billion people?
7 billion.
7 billion. Sorry, I've underestimated that.
Yeah. And here's one of them who's a musician. Great segue. Great segue.
Down south when I said that I would call you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to, but it's good to see you. Tell me how you doing. I didn't want to leave you down south when I said that I would call you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to. Anyway, and in the light of day, I didn't know this, and everything she wore. I will call you, squeeze you a little bit of love.
set sail. It took me so much just to get to where we are. And right now you are slowing me down, down, slowing me down, down. Trying to get up, it's supposed to hold me down. It's different, ambiguous it may seem. The light shines in the dark, I couldn't see.
In the light of day,
everything we dream,
I didn't know this.
It's how you react, insecure
and
dream.
And everything she would.
In disguise, I've been dying to wake up and fight. I've been low, and in the light of day with open eyes, and in the time it takes to decide that I wanted you to stay, and I didn't want to go. I wouldn't take it away from you, no, no. I didn't want to leave you down south when I said that I would hold you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to, but it's good to see you. Tell me how you do. I didn't want to leave you down south when I said that I would hold you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I didn't want to. Anyway. Yo!
I still can't get over my segue.
Look, it was smooth. And I enjoyed it. Almost as smooth as that little... I saw you do that.
Three fingers, all the mics up at once, yeah. Because we've now got three mics on because Natalie's here.
Hello. The segues in the show are getting a lot smoother. You started off pretty weak and you've just done three great ones in a row. Well done. Yeah, I like that.
I'm really good. Nat just walked into the studio and was just like, oh my God, the smear test.
Horrible. I don't enjoy them.
What did the doctor call your cervix?
Cheeky.
I'm sorry? Yeah. A cheeky cervix?
What
does
that mean? I don't want to brag.
How does he define that?
Because apparently it's quite well hidden. So they couldn't find it.
It's a sly
cervix.
They
were trying. He said, your cervix is hiding from me. It's being also very, very cheeky. I said, okay, fine.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's obviously when you're lying on a table with like no knickers on or anything, yeah. Nothing on there, and then someone's
quite vulnerable
down there.
And someone describes your cervix as cheeky.
I don't know what to say to that. So I said, thank you.
Yeah,
polite
not?
Of you. I like that.
Thank you, I guess. Wow. All right. Well, Nat's here because we're going to play a game of innuendo or innuendon't.
Which is a very inventive... Good. Sorry. Yeah.
We're on the radio, Dan. You need to be able to string sentences together.
Very inventive title.
Dan's already finished his beer.
I have, yeah.
That's good. That's impressive. That's the most quickest time of any guest we've had on the show so far.
Oh, maybe
finish.
We should start having a little competition of that. So it is 35 minutes into the show.
Yep.
Dan's finished his beer. Right.
It was late.
It'll be like Top Gear, you know, when they...
Like Sandy Kitchen when they make an omelette. Just how quick can you drink?
How quick do you...
I had an American friend over and like she doesn't get the... binge drinking culture that we have. Yeah. Like, we just like to drink a lot.
But that's good. Like, binge drinking is not...
They see us as like, oh, you just sit there with your tea and you, like, see the queen and everything is quite quaint. It's like,
and then 12 shots!
I think some Americans don't really get how you have pre-drinks. When you're getting ready, you have a drink before you go out to drink. Well, that's
absolutely
standard, really, isn't it?
Stands. Bit of pre's.
Yeah. Stands.
Did I just say stands?
Yeah, that's not...
I think in my head I was getting ready to shorten pre-drinks.
Right.
And so then I shortened the other... Yeah, shortened all of the words.
Okay.
Great. Okay, so innuendo or innuendon't,
yes,
is a game that I made up, like I said, where Nat has found some phrases and words on Urban Dictionary.
Lovely.
And some of them are innuendos and some of them are innuendon'ts.
Okay.
And then we have to buzz in and guess whether it is an innuendo or an innuendon't.
Right.
So sexual or non-sexual. Mm-hmm. And then also guess the meaning.
Okay.
And you guys, listeners, can also guess along of what you think these
words are. So we have to guess
if
they've made it up?
No, they're all real things on Urban Dictionary, but like we have to guess what it means.
Right, okay.
And we need buzzer sounds that will come out of our mouths. So do you want your buzzer sound to be?
Heh.
Again, please?
Heh.
Heh. Okay, heh. Mine is going to be...
Mine's easier. You've got to think this through. You've got to be on
it's
the go.
It's got to be something super fast. Okay. I'm just getting really nervous about this game. All right, Nat, we're ready.
First one is Chicago waffle.
Heh.
Yes.
That's definitely an innuendo. And that is.
Oh, that's really quick. Chicago waffle.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, it sounds like when you've been wearing a dress that has a lot of straps and it eats into your skin and leaves you with like a waffle pattern on your skin. I don't know if that's what it is, but I panicked.
Guess. Like, I mean, it's not right. No. I would also say it's probably not. I don't think this is sexual. You may think this particular thing is. I think generally, as a rule, we'd all agree this is not a sexual thing.
Okay.
I was going for in my brain like a similar thing to that. Like when you're like wearing a skirt or you've got short shorts on and you're sat on a chair that might.
And then
you sit up and then you've just got crisscrosses.
Yeah,
it's not that. If I was to put it into a sentence, I would say, mm-hmm. "Hey Shelby, how was that Chicago waffle the other day?" Which actually is not helpful in any way.
Is it just a waffle? Is it just a waffle from Chicago?
It's not.
How is that? So Chicago's the windy city, they call it. Is that it's in America?
It could be relating to the word windy, but maybe as in bodily windy.
So it's a fart.
Something to do with
further, that's further than a fart.
Oh dear. Oh, is it when you follow through?
It does involve shit, yes, but there's an act of something you have to do with the shit.
Oh, you
eat it!
You don't eat it.
Sorry, Hannah.
You
got really excited.
You shit onto something.
Onto your waffle maker.
Not a waffle maker. It would be something that you may have in an office.
Pass.
You probably
fan.
Have it.
Fan?
Have it.
No.
You in may have office. It at home as well. You may have it in an office. You
a
may
stapler.
Have it at home. You may travel around with it. It may take it out with you.
I'm
a phone charger.
I'm officially out.
It's something you would use to, let's just say, if you were doing some writing, for instance.
Oh, like a laptop.
A tablet?
Yes. So
a shit on a laptop.
And then you close it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, exactly what it is. Dear.
It's the act of shitting on a keyboard of a laptop and then closing the lid.
But that's such an active thing to do. That's not like an accident.
That is
like,
not.
Oh no, I shat on my laptop and then closed it.
No, I reckon it's like an act of revenge, like you shit on someone else's laptop.
Maybe it's not yours.
Villain, yeah.
I mean, I guess that could be seen as being sexual for some people, but
not
I think for us it's all.
That would be upsetting.
Yeah. You don't know that, Nat. I might be really into that.
True,
you don't
actually,
know. Don't make assumptions about me.
What if you were the victim and then you had to open the laptop? Plus, if it's a hot day and the laptop's been working, it's going to be warm.
Like hidden, so it's not even seeping out. It's just.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
contained.
I mean. You open it. Oh, okay.
I mean, the laptop's a write-off, let's face it.
Yeah,
if someone's done that on your laptop.
Done.
You have to throw it away.
Yeah,
One of my friends went
Did
through...
This?
No, but it's just to do with a laptop, really. went through a really bad breakup. And as he was, like, leaving her house to, like, leave... stood on her laptop and broke it by accident as he was leaving. And
but, like,
she was,
to that.
And she was just like, this guy fucking broke my heart and broke my laptop. Are you fucking kidding me?
Ouch.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Poor
Next.
Little woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charizard.
Oh, that's
or
a Pokemon.
Could be Charizard. Or Charizard.
Charizard.
Could be Charizard, yes.
It's a Pokemon.
It is a Pokemon, but not in this context, no.
Oh, God.
Fire breathing.
Is it sexual? Yeah.
I'm going to go with that's not sexual.
I buzzed in, thank you very much,
Sorry.
Dan.
Sorry.
Know your
disobeying
place.
Disobeying rules.
So you said non. I think it's sexual.
That's correct.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And I reckon. Like fiery? Is it something to do with like fiery heat?
It does involve fire, yes.
Oh,
but
God.
It involves.
Oh, is it like the candle thing that you do that everyone's into now?
I think you could use a candle, but I think you could also use a lighter or a match to.
Do you burn your pubic hairs?
Yes. But when you light somebody else's,
and you get off on it.
How do you put it out? What particular.
With your own spit.
Not spit.
Is it farting
semen?
Again?
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
that is
my
correct.
God.
It is a sexual move when you light the other person's pubes on fire and put them out with your ejaculate.
That's not nice.
Wow, that's not the nice. Charizard, everyone.
File that under things I definitely won't ever try. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Violent.
Maybe the fire thing, but I'd also be scared of the fire thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Don't want to burn your skin. But like you've heard of the candle
quickly.
Thing that everyone's
what,
doing. The pouring the hot wax.
That's not like a new thing.
I've just heard a lot more about it recently.
Where are you pouring the wax? What particular
on body?
Usually on their back.
On the back. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a bondage thing.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Each their own.
Very nice. Bondage thing.
That's
very nice.
Nice,
yes.
Isn't that lovely?
Okay. Ear boner.
Oh my god.
Ear boner.
I forgot what my butter was.
I actually think that's non-sexual.
That is correct.
And it's just when a song that you really like, or like, no?
No, it's not. It's not to do with a song, it's also not to do with a human.
Is it? Oh, I was gonna say,
oh my god! It's when a dog's ears go up.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. So when a dog hears something, ears go up and they go all stiff. That is an ear boner.
That's so lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
I like that one.
You see a dog that's like super happy like that, and then you're like, he's got an ear boner.
You gotta ruin the nice magical moment.
What is a Kansas City shakedown?
That's not sexual.
Okay.
Oh.
And it's when. Maybe it's when police people don't trust you and they shake you down and see if you've got any things on them.
I mean, that's probably correct, but it's not that. I think I would say it's sexual-ish in that it involves sex, but what happens afterwards may not be sexual.
Is it that like someone comes in you and then you wiggle it out?
It's not that. It involves.
Like, does that have a name? That's got to have a name, though.
Surely, yeah.
Like, I always used to call that the second wind of when it just, like, would.
Second wind.
Then afterwards, it would just, like, oh, wait, there's a bit extra.
A bit more.
Fun times. Guys, use a condom.
Yeah.
Then especially it'll stop that from happening.
Yeah. It's something. You're having sex in something. So it involves having sex with somebody, and then in a particular.
In a barn?
Not in a barn.
In a bar.
You'd find one of these. You'd find a lot of these, actually, at festivals.
A tent.
Not a tent.
Portaloo.
Portaloo, exactly.
That's the worst place.
Oh, and it shakes.
What happens after you have sex?
It tips over because you're moving around too much.
I'm going to give that to you because it's when you have sex up and down in a portaloo, and then when you've finished, you walk out, lock your partner in, and then you tip it over, so you literally get dumped on.
That's like mischief of the highest variety. Yes.
So I think it's sexual-ish.
Like that is like really.
It was for a bit.
Yeah, and then
you
just
ruined
went
it.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It's like really using and abusing someone.
Okay, final one.
I feel like I'm winning.
Final you are. You're on three. Three.
I've lost the game.
Here's the final one. French breed. What is that?
Is it like? Is it like sex, but like with more tongue?
It does involve sex. It does involve tongue.
Okay.
Breed, like a breed of dog.
No, it's not an animal.
Breed,
it's
like,
human, involving
is it an
humans.
Act?
It's yes, it is. It's two acts, in fact.
Two acts.
One of which you've already mentioned.
Tongue.
But well, more than tongue. When you're tonguing, what are you doing with your tongue?
Kissing.
When you're, right. Yes. And
while having sex. That's,
yes.
That's so tame.
Basically, yes.
You started with shitting on a keyboard.
I know.
And now
I ended up. Yeah. But I
making
love.
Love.
I made you like think it's going to get so dirty.
When you think about the logistics of sex, like. It's very difficult to kiss during.
Not if you're doing it tenderly.
Well, no one's got time for that.
I got drunk with a friend not long ago, and at one point they just turned to me and went, "Have you ever made love to a woman?" And I went, "Oh, what do you mean?
Like, don't like, say shit like that to me. I'm not got beer in my mouth.
Not fucked a woman. I've made love to one." I was like, "Oh, I don't know. Haven't thought about it." Okay.
Oh my god! Well, I was at my parents' house recently, and they were having a dinner party, and it was like. Loads of their adult
and then you made love to a woman.
Middle-aged friends. No, we got into like just playing loads of like random songs and stuff, and like Lonely Island and Tenacious D and all of that kind of stuff. And I played the Fuck Her Gently song to all
song.
Of them, and it was so
tender.
Funny.
But is it one of the moments where like you think, oh, this is going to be well funny, and then suddenly it just kind of gets weird very quickly?
I thought that it could have gone that way, but it was fine.
Okay.
It landed very
all right,
smoothly.
Okay. Cool.
That's good. Well, you'll know what to do now when you are having sex and kissing at the same time. You're French breeding.
You're whisper in your partner's ear, we're French breeding.
We're French breeding.
Which sounds really creepy. Really.
I'm really enjoying us French breeding
right
now.
I want a French breed with you.
Oh my God.
Forever.
Wow. This is like turned into ASMR.
I know. And that is fine for it to turn into for some people.
Is there any more?
Quality
is there?
Radio.
We did it.
Yeah.
That was innuendo. Oh, I can't high five across the desk.
Hannah wins again.
I always
it's
win.
Fine.
I'm just
fine.
Really good at this now. All right. We are now going to play a song about sex that Daniel J. Layton has chosen. Would you like to introduce this song,
Always.
Dan?
I'm on the radio and I was asked to pick a song to play, so obviously this is Janet Jackson.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
Disturbed during Netflix and chill by a person.
Pull out
the deal.
Been interrupted quite a few times.
Have you? How do you react generally?
It's just all quite funny, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. Cool. So how about if you're one of your parents?
That's happened as well. Yeah.
No way.
I just went absolutely skits. No!
Every Wednesday.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
So We've had a little tweet in, and I realise that this isn't live, but producer Natalie has replied to the tweet, so it's all happening right now, live, kind of.
As we go.
Yeah. So Lauren Aquilina, my housemate, came on the show a few weeks ago.
Right.
And there is this fan account of hers called Loza Ak as Cats.
Okay.
And they post, anytime Lauren posts a picture, they will post a picture very similar of a cat next to that image.
Brilliant.
And it's amazing.
Okay.
And I was saying to her that I really want an account. And then during that show,
great.
As that show was happening, Witten as Cats.
Brilliant.
Was born. And then.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know, isn't it cute? And then they've been posting loads of amazing pictures of cats that look similar to me.
Amazing.
And then on the last week's show that we did with Riyadh,
right?
We mentioned it to Riyadh, and Riyadh was just like, "Oh, but I prefer dogs."
Yeah,
and
he's
then
right, yeah.
Riyadh as dogs.
Riyadh as dogs
was made.
Oh, mate. Wait, am I going to get one?
I think you might. That's why. So Witten as Cats just tweeted being like, do you think Dan would want cats or dogs?
I would always want dogs.
So dogs it is, but by the time this is live, hopefully that account is
that
made.
Account is real, that would be my best one. Have you ever seen the Instagram account Taste of Streep?
No, what's that?
It is just Meryl Streep with various food. So like if she's wearing a pink chiffon dress, she's like somehow photoshopped melding into a pink donut. It's amazing. Taste of Streep.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's great.
Okay, so that song we just heard was That's the Way Love Goes.
That's the way
by
love
Janet
goes.
Jackson. And I wish just for that moment that radio was visual, because Dan dancing around the studio was one of my favourite things.
Here's the deal. That is, not only is it an amazing song, it's actually my favourite song ever. That is my favourite song of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just think it's got such a groove, and it's so sexy.
Have you had sex to this song?
I haven't had sex to this song, but I have been
masturbating to this song.
No, I haven't. No, I've been intimate with a woman to this song.
Intimate with a woman.
We've done stuff and then gone upstairs for the mute. There's no sound. I've not actually had sex to music.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Each their own.
I would. I just haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put an album. Put a Janet album on next time.
Well, yeah, maybe. Because then what happens is then that song finishes and then you get like a high energy dance track and it's not quite the right thing.
Well, you should make your own sexy playlist.
I'll curate a Janet sexy playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Done.
The baby making song.
So I'd actually never... Well, no, I had heard this song before. As soon as it started playing, I was like, oh, I recognise this.
It's one of the ones... Basically, that's Janet's history. Is you, everyone's like, I've never heard a Janet song. And then you play them a Janet song and they're like, oh, yeah, I have heard this before.
Yeah. But I'm not like too familiar with the lyrics.
Fine.
So we're going to go through the lyrics now. Me off a piece of paper and Dan from his brain.
Just memory. Because I know every lyric. Yeah, it's fine.
And we'll see what this song is really about.
Okay.
I'm going to get down and dirty with this song. Oh, what was the thing you said to me about it being all like Janet in control of the sex?
Oh, okay. So Janet's career is really interesting because when she was... Oh, she's a member. She's
Dan
the youngest.
Is a massive Janet Jackson fan,
yeah,
by
she's
the way.
Yeah, she's my bae. She's my idol. I love her so much. She is the youngest member of the Jackson family. Mm-hmm. So instantly she was going to be, you know... public, and she's been in the public eye since she was about 6 years old, if not younger. And then she started acting. She wanted to be a lawyer, but her dad was like, no, you're going to be in the entertainment industry. So she was acting from a little age. There's a video of her young being like Mae West, I think it is, in the Jacksons like variety show. And then she was in Fame and she was in Good Times and all of this stuff. And then she did two albums called Janet Jackson and Dream Street. And they were her dad telling her, you're going to do this. And she didn't like them. So then she broke away. When she turned 18, she fired her dad. Took control of her career, and the first album she made as a 20-year-old was called Control. That was about taking control of your life, and
it's kind of similar to Beyonce, isn't it?
Beyonce is essentially following in her footsteps. Janet is Beyonce's favorite, so you can see this going forward.
This makes
her
so much
second
sense.
Album was Rhythm Nation, which is really social awareness kind of. The line is, "People of the world today, are we looking for a better way of life? We are a part of the Rhythm Nation."
Join voices in protest.
Join voices in protest to social injustice. It's an amazing record, and it's about that. And so, like all of Beyonce's sort of like, you know, Black Lives Matter stuff, you can see the roots of it in Rhythm Nation.
This is fascinating.
It's so interesting. And then she released her third album, which was just called Janet. And it's
I like that.
Sexy.
And Beyonce's Beyonce. Exactly. Oh my god!
It's just called Janet, and it's about it's a very sexy album. It's where she had like she must have been late 20s, and she was like having this kind of sexual awakening, and it's all about intimacy and ownership. But when she's singing sexual songs and is retaining that element of I am in control of this, she's not afraid to be sexual and to be like, we're in this together, but also
like she's got the agency.
Exactly. And it's kind of a really interesting, like, this is the early 90s that she's singing this track. So yeah, that's the context behind this song.
So now we have the context in the very brief Janet Jackson 101 history class.
Part two in future.
Right, let's have a look at what she's actually saying. Mm. So, like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. Maybe she's doing that. What was that thing that we just learned about that I've already forgotten the name?
Agents.
No, the pubic hair fire.
Oh,
thing.
Charizard.
Charizard.
I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with Janet wasn't taking part in that. That's a later album when she starts singing about S&M.
Wait, that's real?
Yeah.
Wow!
Yeah.
Okay. no, wait, this is My Love is Blind. She's been blindfolded.
Yeah. Can't you see
Maybe?
My desire?
What are you reading? It's so similar.
I'm just reading she's saying nice things.
Oh, come on.
So a moth is a moth, like she, I don't know. I actually don't know. I've just gone with it. I know the later bit. So like basically.
Can you see my desire? Does that mean can you see my vagina?
Maybe that's a bit too literal. I think maybe she's saying, can you see how much I want this like, right now?
Can you see visually how wet I am?
Yeah, she's saying that. Fine. Yeah. Why not? Good.
Am I ruining her
no.
for you?
No. I mean, she literally has a song on one of her albums called Moist. So, yeah.
Why aren't I a Janet fan?
I don't know. It's a good song, but it exists. So you literally, nothing you could say could ruin Janet because she said all of these things herself.
Oh, wow. It just repeats that.
Yeah, for a while. So we'll go to the verses, which that's her speaking sexy, like a moth to a flame burned by the fire, like that stuff.
Yeah.
So then the verse begins with, come with me, don't you worry.
Oh, does that mean like orgasming at the same time?
Also saying like, I'm going to take you on this like ride. Okay.
Ooh.
Don't worry. I know you're nervous, but I'm with you. I'm going to make this good. I'm going to make you crazy.
It's really exciting when someone takes control. I'm going to share something very personal.
Do it.
But I don't care because one of the sexiest things that someone's ever said to me was when I was very much like, you know, we're doing the stuff, we're getting down to it. And like, I think they could tell.
That wasn't sexy. We're doing the stuff now. Okay, Hannah,
I'm just trying to make it sound unsexy so I don't feel weird about saying this. But like, I was clearly very much getting to the point where I was just like, I want to come, you know?
Okay,
you know when you get in there and you're
and
just
that's
like,
allowed.
You're like, I want this. And I think he could tell in terms of my body language that I was just like gearing up.
Good, yeah.
But then he just stopped and said to me, he was just like, you're going to come when I want you to come. And I was just like, oh my God!
Baller, that's a nice one. Good job. But yeah, that's what this is about. It's about like being like, again, that, what I said about her having the control and she's so comfortable with it and who she is. So she's like, I'm going to give you the time of your life. That's what I'm going to do.
She's confident in her own abilities.
Exactly. And all that stuff about like people singing about sex. I think this is what, when people sing about sex, this is what they should be. It's not about like, it's about like being, that's what makes her sex songs. Here we go. Here's my sentence. That's what makes her sex songs so interesting is that they're all about a couple and they're about sort of like togetherness. They're really good.
Yeah, I like this line here. You'll be so happy that you came.
Yeah, so double, I'm going to take you places you've never been before, and you'll be so happy that you came.
Which
means literally, I'm going to take you. You're going to be so happy that you came along on this ride with me specifically, but also I'm going to make you come.
I'm going to do that for you. But this was clearly what inspired that song that I can't remember who it's by, but
great.
Like, I'll make you glad you came.
Sure.
That song?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. But yeah, I'm sure that's
please
what inspired.
Please tweet what that song is. Wait, I'm going to find it on the internet.
Meanwhile, I'll read the chorus. Ooh, I'm going to take you there. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's the... Right, I have this thing where you
The Wanted,
lyrics.
Glad You Came.
I'm glad you came.
That's it. Was I singing it really wrong?
You were not even slightly singing this song.
What was I singing?
Not a song.
Oh, there we go. There is it. The sun goes... Anyway.
Yeah, good. No, I...
We know the song.
Did.
You know what the song is now.
Right.
But that was clearly inspired by Janet.
When you read lyrics, doesn't it make the lyrics, even if it's in the best song in the world, sound ridiculous? I'm, like, trying to write lyrics to songs, thinking, oh, no, that sounds crap. And then I listen to a J-Lo song, and she says, like, it's freezing cold, getting hot, sweaty, drip, drip, drop. And then I'm like, well, what's the point of me even trying? If you can get away with that, I can get away with anything, surely.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my god, this is totally about BDSM. Look, don't mind if I light candles. She's doing the candle wax thing.
Indeed, yeah. And I like to watch us play. She likes to see it.
Play! That's what, in the kink community, you like play.
She's into it. She's got piercings everywhere.
Baby, I've got on what you like. Mm-hmm. Ooh, she's wearing some sexy clothes.
Indeed, she is.
Or nothing.
She's so good. I'm so glad you're having an awakening.
I'm having my Janet awakening,
this is,
guys.
This is your Janaissance.
Janaissance, amazing. Oh, there's more lyrics.
Yeah.
Reach out and feel my body. Here we go. I'm pretty sure the other person is blindfolded because that's why they're reaching out. They're just like feeling the way around.
Indeed.
You know, when you're like in a dark tunnel.
Like a moth to a flame.
Walls.
My love is blind. Can't you see my desire?
Oh my God, guys, there's so many metaphors about light.
And dark.
And darkness in the sun.
And how the two come together in the art of coitus.
I'm going to give you all my love, vagina.
Yeah, indeed. There's
no sugar, don't you hurry. That's kind of like what that guy said to me, being like,
don't be hasty. Yeah. Slow down a little bit. We've got all night.
That's the next line.
You've got me here all night. Just close your eyes and hold on tight.
For the ride.
Because I'm going to take charge of this. I know what I'm doing.
I love this.
You're
my god,
it.
And then there's like, go deeper, baby. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's so
you
good.
You feel so good, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to need a moment to listen to this song again.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
What?
This is why it's my favourite song of all time.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
I did not think that I would have this kind of reaction to a Janet Jackson song.
Well, but you don't know nothing.
Thank you.
You're
like,
welcome.
I've known you. You've been obsessed with Janet Jackson, I think, the whole time that I've known you. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've ever, like, taken that seriously. Like, Janet's just a thing that Dan's into.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, but Janet's
because
a thing that I could be into.
The thing with her as well is that she is, like, she's never courted that kind of attention. So, like, Michael Jackson is, like, called the king of pop. And he's like, great, so I'm going to float a massive statue of myself down the Thames to promote an album. And Beyonce is like, I'm Beyonce. And Madonna's like, bitch, I'm Madonna. And then Janet's like, oh, thanks very much. And then she just goes away for a bit. But she's
goes
amazing. She's amazing. So when she came back this like last year with Unbreakable and she had that song No Sleep.
Yeah.
What was so great about that song is that it wasn't like a club banger from 2015. It was just like, hello, I'm Janet Jackson and I'm going to sing a Janet Jackson slow jam song about
does she
how
write
much I like
her
sex with
music?
My husband. Yeah. Except for one album, which was called Discipline, where she had a bunch of other people write her stuff.
Was that before she was 18? Was that before
Control? No. So Janet Jackson and Dream Street were not written by her. And then Discipline in 2008 was also not written by her. And you can tell because it doesn't have the same sort of like message and kind of like love and faith in there.
Interesting. Well, guys, listeners, I hope that we've all been converted
you've all learned some
into
stuff.
Janet Jackson big fans.
If you haven't listened, just go on Apple Music or Spotify and find a playlist and just chill.
What is, other than That's the Way Love Goes, what is one other song by Janet Jackson that you think everyone should
All
hear?
Night Don't Stop.
Okay.
And then Rhythm Nation. That's the three. So you have, this is the sexy slow jam. All Night Don't Stop is the dance track that really got me into her when I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
And then Rhythm Nation is the social justice one that everyone should hear regardless because of the message in it. It shows that you can say things while also having a great time and dancing your ass off. There you go.
Cool. And this next song is none of those.
Yay!
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. I just heard you found the one you've been looking. You've been looking for. I wish I would have known that wasn't me. Cause even after all this time I still wonder why I can't move on. The way you did so easily. Don't wanna know the kind of dress you're wearing tonight. If you're holding on to you so tight, the way I did before. I overdosed. Should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain. Oh, it's such a shame. But we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to.
I just hope you're lying next to somebody who knows how to love you like me. There must be a good reason that you're gone. Every now and then I think you might want me to.
don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for? Tonight, if he's giving it to you just right, the way I did before.
I overdosed, should've known your love was a game. Now I can't get you out of my brain.
Oh, it's such a shame that we don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't laugh anymore. What was all of it for?
Realize that song was Selena Gomez.
It is indeed Selena.
She's got such a lovely voice.
Yeah,
so lovely.
She's another one of my bays. It's Emma Watson and then Selena Gomez.
Where's Janet in that?
Janet's not. No, Janet's not on my list.
Because you don't want to have sex.
She's
with
my
her.
Idol one.
Yeah.
She's my like queen among queens. Yeah. Emma Watson and Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez is my first wife. Emma Watson is my second wife.
Oh, so you die with Emma.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Not in a creepy way.
No, but like old age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everyone will be really happy.
Do you have kids with both of them?
That's up to them.
Sure.
I just want the marriage.
Aww. Such a romantic.
Yeah, I hope they never hear this. Or like, so Katie Holmes used to have like a poster of Tom Cruise.
What?
And we all know, yeah, she used to have a poster from Tom Cruise when she was young.
I love that.
And we all know how well that ended. So, yeah.
Okay, guys, it is time for a game of Chitter Twitter.
What?
It's not really a game, it's just a thing we do. If you have any tweet drafts that you would like to share with us, please tweet them at me and Dan. So, obviously this isn't live, but
we'll see them.
Tweet them at us during the show and we will see them and we will laugh at them. Because we're going to be sharing with you some of our
tweet drafts.
Dan, would you like to go first?
Of course. Now, here's the deal. I, as you may have seen, if you do watch PMS or follow me on Twitter, I don't have much of a filter. So I kind of just tweet things when I think them and deal with the issues later.
Yeah.
So I only have three in my drafts right now. Uh-huh. One of them... Oh, wait, I have four.
Oh.
One just magically appeared. One of them I've had in my drafts for absolutely ages because I've been waiting for the perfect moment, which is, okay, so it says, in our increasingly digital age, it's nice to see that true romance hasn't died. And I'm waiting...
You're just waiting for something to happen.
To be... Well, specifically, I want to go into a cubicle and find something written on the wall being like, anyone for cock and a number.
Oh, so it would be a joke.
Yeah, it was funny to me when I thought it up in October of 2014, but I haven't found the right thing. Because sometimes you go into men's...
It was 2 years ago.
My favourite one is once I went into a men's bathroom and saw just on the wall, water sports? Question mark.
Amazing.
And a number. And I was like, so can I call him? Like, yeah, I'd love to go, like, I don't know.
Skiing.
Yeah, no, skiing is not water,
no, but
fine.
Skiing.
Water skiing would be fun. Or like, what's the word? Hoverboarding?
Wakeboarding.
Wakeboarding is the one, yeah. And he'd be like, no, thank you. I want you to pee on me.
Maybe he wants to pee on you.
No.
No, thank you.
No, I'm okay.
I'm good.
I'm good for that. You go.
Okay. I've got some.
Good.
Let me pick.
I'd hope you would. It's your program.
Let me pick one. this makes me laugh. Just imagining
Indeed.
It.
Good.
In. Just says, for my book, dash, trying to remember how a penis works, so I'm just jerking off the air.
Oh, right. Okay, that's in your draft? I thought I'd seen you tweet that.
No, I tweeted something today about writing in my book about how when I was 10, I
thought... Yes, you wanted a penis.
I didn't want a penis. I thought I had one.
How could you think you had one?
Because I didn't really know anything about my own anatomy, and I'd watched a documentary about intersex people.
Right.
And then I just had a look down there to see if I was intersex, and I thought one of my labia flaps was a penis.
That's fair. And it wasn't a penis.
No, just labia.
Okay.
But, so that's in
good.
My book,
so you just,
maybe. Yeah, so I'm just literally just like
just, you're
jerking
going, right,
off
you're,
the ass.
You're typing away your book and you go...
Yeah, just imagine this,
what's
guys.
What's the act of wanking?
I was just trying to remember how far back a foreskin could go.
So, depends on the foreskin.
Yeah, exactly. But I was just like...
Also the size of the penis.
Yeah. Just doing this.
No, you're doing it now
just
in front
doing
of me.
It now, just
that's
like...
Fine.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah, that's
next.
That's
okay,
never going to get tweeted.
Well, I mean, it's said in public now, so it doesn't matter.
It is.
Okay. True to form, political.
Oh, good.
You might read Trump is making appeals to minority voters. Please don't be fooled. This is to ease rich white voters' conscience.
True, though. Why didn't that get tweeted?
He did a rally in... Because I wanted to follow it up and the timing was wrong. But basically, he did a rally in Philadelphia where he was telling black people, like... Oh my god, like, vote for me because look what how bad it's been already. What have you got to lose if you vote for me? And first of all, that is the worst kind of most offensive rhetoric in the history of the world. Well, no, it's not, because he's done worse. But also, he was doing it in the most white suburb of Philadelphia of all.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's ridiculous. And it's just to make the people who are like Republican and want to vote for Trump feel better about the fact that they're voting for a disgusting racist. Hillary, 2K16. Peace out. You go.
Wow. Okay, I've got another one here. This was actually from today, and I didn't tweet it because I thought I would offend the person who did this to me, and I didn't want to be mean to one of my followers.
Okay.
It just said, could people just not tweet me pictures of Cedric Diggory's dead body? It's triggering.
Why did someone just tweet you a
someone
picture?
Someone tweeted me a picture. Like, I think they were watching Harry Potter.
And they thought of you.
And they were just like, oh.
You're a big Hufflepuff.
And then they just sent me a screenshot of his dead body. And I was just like, no!
That is heartbreaking.
But
I had a similar thing today. So on Facebook, I was scrolling through and I saw, bam, spider. And I was like, that's not nice. And so I tweeted that, like, if you tweet...
Yeah.
Or if you put on Facebook a picture or a video of a close-up of a spider, you're an asshole. And then four or five people tweeted back with pictures of spiders.
Rude.
Yeah,
rude.
What the fuck? So I kind of blocked a lot of people today.
I love that.
Yeah. Here's another one that I have. I missed GBBO because I had to work late. I have just quit. I may end up homeless, but at least I'll know good shortbread when I see it.
Hey!
Which is like, that's like, well,
topical.
I wasn't watching it, so I wouldn't get the retweets, and I don't know if there was shortbread, and then people would tweet spoilers,
so I
didn't.
I think just schedule that. Oh no,
yeah.
But it says shortbread. Just change it.
I can change it.
Change
I can draft
that.
It. It's
next
a draft,
week is bread.
Hannah. It's a draft.
Next week is bread.
Okay.
Change it to...
Pizza.
Yeah. That.
And then I'll do it. Well, no, because I'll be watching next week.
Schedule it.
Indeed.
I've got another one here, which just says... Where the hell is my period? So close to using my emergency pregnancy test, but there's also no chance of that.
Sorry, you have an emergency pregnancy test?
I've got some pregnancy tests because in my head, I explain this. The next episode of the Hormone Diaries, I think, will be out by the time this episode airs, so it's fine. So I can say this.
Or spoiler, either way.
It's not a spoiler.
Sure.
But basically, I have... the pregnancy test in my house, because when you're having a pregnancy scare, you don't want to be all panicky and anxious and nervous
and
going
to go
buy
one.
So you buy one when you're just chill and you're calm and you're all good, and then they're just there ready waiting just in case.
I text my girlfriend, not my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, I wasn't Freudian. I text my ex-girlfriend the other day being like, when we were together, did you ever take a pregnancy test and not tell me? Because I feel like maybe sometimes she would have thought, like, I don't want to bother him just in case there's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she said she hadn't, but then I was sat there thinking, like, would that have bothered me if I found out? And I don't think it would. I think I'd be like, all right, if you've taken one and it's negative, that's fine. I don't mind.
No need to know, because then she might have been like, oh, I've got my period.
Yeah, but like if then she goes, oh, I'm pregnant, then I'll be like, okay, let's talk about that
please
now.
Please tell me.
Yeah, ideally, she'd let me know. But like,
yeah.
We'll see.
So, Dan, we've got some news.
What's the news?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I don't... Oh! Ah! Right, okay.
Guys, the Twitter account, @LaytonAsDogs.
Okay.
Is real.
Okay, I'm going to have to find it.
Let's find it now. It's such a shame that this show is not live.
No, but it is in my head.
Oh my god, I've seen it! I found it!
found it. FUBAR Radio.
Oh, look, there's a picture of us too.
Yeah, Dinah's dogs. It's Regal. Oh, and they've made me a cat in the picture. Even though, like, I'm neither a cat or a dog person. So,
You're not
happy.
A cat or a dog, as in you don't like either, or are you
I'm kind of
both?
I'm indifferent to
You're
both.
You're indifferent to dogs. Are you human? Do you have emotions?
Yeah,
have you a
love
soul
humans.
Woman?
Like, put a cute baby in front of me any day and I will have the same reaction that you have to dogs.
Dogs kill me. Like, I see a dog
and I'm done.
All I wanted in my life since I was about 4 years old is a dog.
See, this is what I'm like with babies.
Okay, I'm going to tweet this account so much.
Thank you, at Leighton
as dogs. Thank you, at Leighton as dogs. You're going to literally make me happy every single day.
Yay! Amazing.
Good for them.
Okay, right, it's song time. And then after, we're going to be playing The Fuck You Saying, Mate?
Before every gig I used to do, I used to listen to Leona Lewis. If I get up any day and I don't feel 100%.
Sometimes
I just lay there just listening to Power Ballads.
Yeah, right.
If I get the light that comes into your life, mate, will come through a Power Ballad.
I had no idea Leona Lewis had that power.
Yeah. Jesus, man. That voice. There's days that I genuinely sit at my desk and I think, God, what's she doing now? She gave me so much hope and so much
and what, you're worried about?
No, I'm worried about what she's doing, because I'd like to return a favour.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Guys, you have no idea how happy Dan is about this Leighton as
I'm
dogs account.
I'm going to see me as dogs often. And that is enough for me to be content in life.
Whoever runs that account best be often.
Yeah, often enough.
Okay.
Not like every hour, once a day. Just when I wake up, good morning, here it is. Here is a border collie.
Aww.
That'll make me happy.
But
or
as
a Labrador.
You, like you looking yeah. like it.
I'm also impressed with how much effort that must take.
I know. I always wonder what they search.
Yeah. Do they just search dogs and then hope?
For the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because often that's what I do. I just search dogs and then hope. But we can move on.
Because dogs give you
yeah.
hope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, Dan's about to cry, guys. Okay, it is time for a game of The Fuck You're Saying, Mate.
Okay.
And we've got Natalie back to be quizmaster extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Thank you, I'll take that,
much.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm going to explain the rules to Dan and also to any new listeners who have no idea what's happening right now. Dan, have you heard of the YouTube channel Pronunciation Manual?
I have not. I'm not a very good YouTuber. I don't know much channels.
That's fine. It's if you search into YouTube, like how to pronounce a certain word, like you just need to learn, you need to know how to pronounce something, then usually the top hit is a complete satirical parody account.
Interesting.
Where they pronounce things in the most bizarre, weird way.
Brilliant.
Doesn't make any sense. Sometimes the first letter is even different.
Give me an EG.
Well, yeah. That's what we're about to do now,
okay,
actually.
Good. I'm looking
fully,
forward to it.
Fully prepared.
I've anticipated.
So, Dan, this is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual.
Porn cat on man anal.
Okay.
Yep.
That's how they're saying Pronunciation Manual.
Yep.
So I'm not going to win any points in this game, but that's fine.
So how this works is we're going to play.
And then we're going to try and guess what.
Yeah, we're going to play the audio and we have to guess what the word is that they're saying.
Okay, good.
I do have a one-up on you here because I've listened to so many of these. I feel like I'm in their brains.
Yeah.
Like the last show that we did, I don't know how, but I did.
Did you get one?
I did quite well because I think that I'm like getting on their wavelength. The people that make these. But we'll see how it goes today because some of them are just crazy. But we've got Nat here to help us.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
For the first one, let's do this.
Get Gurmy.
Sorry?
Gurmy. Get Gurmy.
Is it a name? Is it like Jeremy
it's
or something?
It's not a name. It starts with the letter G.
Okay, so at least that's correct in the pronunciation.
Is it geography?
No, but it's on the right tracks there.
Geometry?
Yes!
Yes! Come on!
Wow. So good, Dan!
Wow, okay. I mean, it's obvious now that you hear it back. You're like,
yeah.
it's so obvious.
Actually feel a real sense of achievement right now. In this moment, I think I've done well.
I'm really proud of you.
Thanks,
God. Mom. Okay, excellent. Okay, number two then.
Next one.
Sir Shrinaper. Sir? Nishrinaper.
Oh, I have an idea.
Maria
Sharapova.
It's not a person.
My role has just died. Can we listen to it again?
We have three listens.
Okay.
Sushrinaper.
Is it one word?
It's one word.
And it's not a person.
It's not a person.
Shrinaper.
Does it begin with a sh?
It's a sh, yeah.
Sharpener?
No.
Shrinaper. Ooh.
You would eat this.
Shrimp.
Yes! Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Yes, it's shrimp.
It's just shrimp.
Interesting.
Shrimpener.
Good. One more time just so that we can hear shrimp in that.
Shrimp. This is how to pronounce shrimp.
Sir Shrinaper. Sir Nishrinaper.
Okay.
So Shrinaper.
This must be a really fun channel to curate. Like,
it's
I feel just, like.
It's one of my favourites.
Good.
Okay, next one.
Very good. One each.
Thurp.
There's more, hold on.
Thurp.
Right. Thurp. Thorpe Park?
No, not Thorpe Park.
Is there a clue?
It doesn't start with a T, it starts with an S. Many varieties of it. Many.
Oh my god. Many varieties? Sure. Like tea?
Many flavours of it.
Sausages?
No.
It's
more liquidy.
Well,
it's liquid, in fact. It is good
with an S, yeah. It's with an S and it's liquidy?
You could have it for a starter, you could have it for a main course.
Gravy. No, it doesn't begin with an S.
And it's liquid.
It's liquid.
Sauce?
Yes, it's soup.
Soup.
Yes.
Soup.
Dan Soup.
I want to listen to that again. This is how to pronounce soup.
Thurp. 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 Thurp.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Thurp.
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 Now I can hear it.
It's okay. Obvious that, now.
This is kind of like conditioning, like in some way.
You're going to be like in a restaurant, so you'll be like...
Yes, I'll have the cucumber thurp.
Okay, well, Dan, you're in the lead at the moment.
Yes,
two.
Come on.
Wow, I jinxed it by saying that at the beginning that I was good at
you're
this game.
You're great at this.
Right, next one.
Spooks. Oh, nay, nay.
What?
Spooks. Oh, nay, nay.
Okay. Mayonnaise?
Xylophone?
I would say the beginning of it, of that, is if you listen to it, you can probably work it out. It's the other bit that's trickier.
Is it,
nay,
is it,
so nay, nay, ignore nay, nay.
So nay-nay. Spokes.
So spokes?
Spokesman?
It doesn't start with an S.
What is it? Is it? Is it? Can we have like a field?
Pooks.
Pooks. It's something you could play with.
Xylophone?
No.
Okay.
One more time?
Spokes. Oh, nay, nay. Xbox. Oh, nay, nay.
You might play it
there's
with another
like
person.
The
deal game?
You might sit there with another person. You might play with other people that aren't even in the same room as
Pokemon?
You.
Pokemon?
Xbox.
No, yes, it is Xbox.
That's the...
I so think surely that's Xbox One.
I mean, it is Xbox One, yeah.
So I think really so that's a point each.
I think it's a point each. Okay, point each. Okay, it's a point each. Right, then, final one.
Oh, nay, nay.
That's the one, isn't it? Yeah. The no, no. But it's the spokes.
Tricky. Let's make this one.
Final one. Although I think Dan's won.
I mean, yeah, it's 3-2.
It could be 3-3.
So it could be
three.
Draw. Okay. We could draw.
Sva. Sva.
Oh my word.
This is the hardest
one. Is it aardvark?
It's not aardvark. No, it doesn't begin with an A.
It doesn't begin with an A.
It doesn't begin with
so
an A.
So after all
no.
that, okay,
does
great.
It doesn't begin with an S?
It does begin with an S, yes.
Spa?
It's not a spa. You might have it. If you say if you wore really nice clothes, it could be kind
style.
Of the way you walked. So you might just have
swag.
It in your demeanor. It
swag.
Is swag!
It's
yes.
swag! What? Like, this is like, and how in any way is that swag?
This is how to pronounce swag.
Sva.
Yeah.
Sva. Sva.
I love it.
Sva.
Swag.
Well done, Dan.
Yes.
You did.
I didn't even need to cheat and get that extra point. You can have it back if you want. Oh. It's just 1 point just for the Xbox. I was like, yeah, I think that's definitely
that was,
2 points.
That
I think
was me.
Point yeah.
That was me. All right, guys, we're going to be playing Drunk Advice Live.
I'm excited for this. This is going well.
Live-ish.
Live to us.
It's still live because we still can't edit this.
And we are alive.
And you are drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Cheers.
Cheers.
Again. Oh, there we go. So after this, we're going to be playing Drunk Advice. We've had some of your questions in. I'm sorry for people listening live, but just follow us on Twitter.
If they send them in even now, we'll keep them for next week. We'll store
that's
them up
true.
So you can get in touch now.
Yeah, and just listen live anyway because next week... We'll be back live. Mwahaha.
Mwahaha. Ah.
You and me, we used to be together, every day together, always. I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end.
is one of my favourite songs.
Top five all-time favourite songs. Love
That's like
it.
Putting it really high.
Yeah, like there's a lot of songs that's in there. Also, I think if you're driving, that's a must-have on your playlist. Just because, like,
I've never thought of it as a road trip be just driving. That, like,
okay, so you've not seen the Gwen Stefani couple karaoke. That cements it as a driving
song. Okay, I'll watch that one.
Yeah,
I'll
also it just allows you to do that whole driving and headbanging thing a little bit. Yeah, it's good. Recommended.
Yeah.
That and Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Amazing. All right, guys, it's time for Drunk Advice Live.
Let's do it.
Yay!
Are the rules still the same in Drunk Advice Live?
The rules are still the same. Okay. Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
Lovely.
We're like somewhere in between the two, I would
two
say.
Two beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One and a half down. By the end of this, we'll be two down.
Yeah.
Rule number two, have a friend with you.
I'm it.
Daniel J. Layton.
And Hannah Witter.
Woo! We did it. And rule number three, don't take our advice.
Yeah. Some people do, and that's the problem.
And we just have to say it. We just have to state it.
Like, so that disclaimer, don't take this advice. And yeah. If you do take this advice, that is your fault. Don't sue us.
Basically, we're just covering ourselves here. Yeah. And also, just especially reiterate it for Drunk Advice Live, because I can't edit this.
Oh, yeah.
So if we just...
If this goes wrong.
Then we just got to... You just got to keep
not
going.
Our fault.
Not our fault. Blame the corona.
Blame the system.
Yeah.
The
guys,
man.
If anything goes wrong, just
blame the system.
Blame the system. Ever. Okay. Amazing. Here we go. Maisie says, what do I do when I get to the till at a shop and it turns out I don't have enough money?
That is the most awkward thing in the world. You either A, pay on card, or B, oh, you mean like don't have enough money even in the account?
Keep going with this. This is very practical advice.
Okay, so if you don't have enough cash,
yeah,
I would say pay on card.
Mm-hmm.
If you think you haven't got enough in your card, then it's just like, I'm really sorry, I can't pay for this right now. And then the cashier goes, that's fine. And then you leave. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, you're going to leave and that cashier is going to serve, I don't know, 300-400 other people in the day, especially if they're working in busy central London.
It's not a big deal.
They ain't going to care.
It just might be sad that you can't buy the thing that
you'll
you wanted
feel bad.
To buy.
They won't judge you. And if yeah, they do judge you, they're not even slightly worth the time that it would take for you to feel bad about
and
that.
And they should get fired from
exactly
their job.
Exactly.
The other thing I'll say is it depends what you're buying. Because if you're in a more like independent-y or like your corner shop or whatever, like my where I used to live, the corner shop on like the side of the street where I'd always go for like milk and just like little bits of food that I needed. You go in there so much that they start to recognise you,
yeah,
and you say hi to them and stuff. And I went in there once and I was like 20p short for something and they were just like, oh, don't worry, just like give it to us next time.
Right. I even work at a chain though. I work at a big like national chain, yeah, of bookshops. And if you're 3-4p short, I ain't gonna
yeah,
go on.
It's fine.
I'll cover your 4p. Like it can come out of my paycheck for yeah, the day, that's fine.
But I went back in and I gave them the 20p.
Yeah, I think most people would. I think that's quite a nice thing.
Yeah, because I know that I'm going to have to go back in there and buy stuff anyway. So I was yeah, like, oh, here's that. I was like, here's that 20p I owed you from last time. And he looked at me like he didn't even remember that I owed him 20p.
Ultimately, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry that you don't have enough money to buy the things that you want.
Like, been there.
Get a job.
Yeah. Even then, sometimes you don't have quite enough money. Rent.
Oh, there are other things.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to read this next one?
Yes. Heather would like to know how you deal with aggressive drunk people.
By aggressive, do you mean like they're aggressively drunk or when they're drunk, they get like aggressive?
I feel like we can address both of these issues. Because if
sure,
you're in the street
sure,
and there's a drunk person and they're just kind of shouty, I think just kind of head down.
Avoid.
Carry on. If you can cross the road, yeah, do it. If you can't cross the road, just walk quickly because they're drunk so their reflexes aren't as quick. So they won't be able to catch you.
Fools!
But if like, if it's... Oh, this is heavy.
What if it's someone you know as well?
Then... Oh, it's...
So many layers. We need more detail, Heather.
It depends on your conscience as well, because if it's someone you know and you know that this is not in their nature and it's the alcohol has made them do this, then you kind of...
Slap them out of it.
You kind of owe it to yourself to have a conversation with them when they're sober and be like, this is what you did and that is not okay.
Yeah.
And if they're like, I don't see a problem with that, then you leave that person from your life for evs.
Wow, that's That's intense, man.
I would say, like, if this person is violent to you and they don't want to own up to the fact that they were sorry and I'm not going to do
but
that,
I thought
you
were still going on the... They're just, like, aggressive, like, really drunk, not...
No, if they're aggressive towards you, they need to be held accountable.
For sure.
Yeah.
I would say get out of punching range.
Yes, but still talk. But then there's times when they...
Get a megaphone and just shout at them and like, you're behaving really badly right now. Try and get some water. If you're friends with them and you care about their well-being, then try and get some water and food down them and also out of whatever social situation you're in and get them in a bed.
It's also, if you know them, it is definitely helpful to talk to them about it the next day.
Yeah,
like, to be able to go,
exactly,
like, this is a problem that you have to deal with.
If you don't know them and it's just like an aggressive drunk person in a club or whatever, just run away. Just avoid.
Do your best to remove yourself from the situation, because sometimes it's difficult, but more often than not, I found in clubs, people, if they see someone else being aggressive, will help.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And then if you're in a club situation also, like, tell the bouncer.
Yeah, there's a lot of burly men, and, like, you know, I actually find the female security guards are really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever encountered...
Any event where I've been with, there have been female security guards, they are so good at dealing with people. It's ridiculous. It's like the men kind of just... Maybe it's the testosterone thing, I don't know.
Maybe
the
there's this, like, kind of utmost respect for, like, a maternal boss figure. I don't know. Who knows? There are quite a few questions along this topic. Line, road,
what you were trying for there.
See, this is the bits that would just get edited out.
Yeah,
quite a few people wanted to know about this. One of them, Maisie, has said, any advice for back to school shizzle?
It feels disingenuous to do this because the last time I went back to school was in 2008.
Was that your last year of uni?
That was when I was in year 13. So last year of uni was 2012.
My last year of uni was 2013. So
okay.
Yeah.
I feel like back to school is just like, I really liked day one back at school.
I
don't know if that makes me a loser.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved getting all prepared with my stationery.
Yeah, and you get a new timetable.
There's that, like, adrenaline, excitement... butterflies feeling that is a very specific back to school one that, like, you can't compare to things like crushes and stuff. And I've occasionally, since leaving school, had, like, weird moments where I've seen something or had a deja vu and I've had that feeling and I've gone, whoa, I'm just like, my body has
just... specific feeling.
It's so specific. It's like, just got overwhelmed with that whole, like, oh, I'm excited, I'm
going
back to
school. It's a rush of excitement and nerves and kind of apprehension. I used to love it. I also, it mainly was getting the new timetable and knowing what you were doing that year.
Oh,
and
timetables.
And putting it in your planner. I do love a timetable.
I think we're maybe very different from a lot of listeners who are just like, I hate school. I don't want to go back to school.
They're going
to
be waiting for us to be like, oh my God, and you can survive by doing this. And we're just like, oh, I love it. It's going to be so great.
Me and you are just like, oh, timetables. That timetable.
Lovely, sweet timetable joy.
I was like, one of my favourite things was getting the timetable and writing it out into my diary.
Oh, yeah. And even at 26, even at... being an actual grown-up who's not been in school for about 8 years now, I still feel like this is... Okay, well, now it's back. It's the start of the year now. Like, this is kind of like, okay, I've had a break in the summer, and now I feel like the year is beginning again. It's a weird thing. I don't know why.
It is strange. I wonder how long it takes you to, like,
I don't think it does. Rachel Maddow, who's an American news host, she was saying the same thing. She's like, I now feel like I'm gearing up to go back to school. Like, it's weird. And she's, like, 40.
Does she have kids?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it just stays with you.
Yeah. Also, I moved to London at the end of August in 2014. So it's been like 2 years since I've moved to London now. So I still mark things by that.
I start things ideally in January or September, nowhere in between, because those are the two periods where you can start new things.
Fuck the rest of the year. Yeah. No new beginnings for anyone. okay. Eclectic Electricity has said, how do I stop being so sad/angry about Trump? I need some whiskey and it's 9 a.m. First of all, don't drink that whiskey.
Wait for at least 3 hours and then drink that whiskey.
What Dan said.
How do you stop being angry about Trump? So it's so difficult because he's such a wanker.
Yeah.
I heard the Parliament talking about him and someone said that people in my constituency would think of him as quite a wazzock. And the Americans
were
like...
Someone in Parliament said that.
So remember when he was like, we should ban him from coming to the country?
Oh, yeah.
There was a big petition. They had to discuss it in Parliament. Yeah. Someone said that. And then the American news hosts were like... they called him a Wazzik. And I'm like, hearing Americans say the word Wazzik is the funniest thing
I've really ever heard the word Wazzik.
Do you not use the word Wazzik? It's a great word. Start using it from now on.
Okay.
I'd say the way to stop being sad and angry about Trump is to read stuff about Hillary and try and share that, because realistically, she's the one who's going to stop him getting in. Like, going Green or going Johnson in this cycle ain't going to do you any good, right?
And she's great. Guys.
She's so interesting and cool, and there's a lot of things people don't know about her, but they think they know about her, and that's the way to start. Is to be like, did you know, for instance, this, and people go, oh, that's interesting, and you can stop being sad and angry about Trump. Also, remember that he literally looks like a tangerine that someone left in the sun and got a bit furry.
Oh my God, I'm seeing it now.
Yeah. Literally.
That's really depressing.
Also, he kind of does jazz hands whenever he does a speech. So if you can turn the volume down and just watch him do the jazz hands, and Peter Serafinowicz dubs him in a funny voice. He uses his exact words but says them in a funny voice, and it's so funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is still a bit scary. I understand why you're scared and sad about Trump.
Don't get me wrong, but we'll be fine if people stop being silly and realise that lesser of two evils doesn't exist. You've got an evil, or you've got a good public servant. These are my views, not necessarily those of Fubar Radio.
Dan is a big Hillary fan. I don't know enough about
her. She's my background
her,
on my phone. Have you seen it?
Is she?
Yeah.
Let me see.
It's her and Obama having a cuddle.
Oh, that's such a
it's
cute
a nice
picture.
Little cuddle. Yeah. There's a camera there. Oh, no, it's gone. It's gone. Come back.
I love it.
There we go. I love
a
little cuddle.
Dan, do you want to read out another one of these?
Yes. Grace says, I'm a woman in my 30s, obsessed with a popular band. Am I sad? Are we ever too old to be interested in certain things? No.
No, Grace. Own it.
Own it. Hashtag own it.
Own
do you remember?
It.
You
that
remember.
Was in the
OG Drunk Advice
with Daniel J. Layton.
Basically,
own it.
My solution to most problems, if you feel insecure about something, fuck it, just own it. You did that. That's you.
Yeah.
And you should be proud of you, unless what you did is illegal. And what you're doing, being obsessed with a popular band, isn't illegal.
It's not illegal. And actually, it's really healthy to be excited about things. And the thing is that I feel like we kind of assume that the whole excited about bands is like a teenage, young girl thing to do. And by doing that, we dismiss young girls, and we also dismiss the idea of liking anything, like a lot, and it's just really sad. And I think that we should celebrate it when people get really passionate about things.
Absolutely should. If you enjoy something, that's so not a thing to be bad about, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else. And if it's 5SOS, it probably is hurting someone else, so maybe don't. But I'm kidding. If you like a thing, own it and enjoy your life and self. These are my views.
There we go, Grace. Leah Butler said, great name, my sister's name is Leah. Said, tips for handling stress / anxiety during GCSE / A levels. Got 2 rounds of 15 mocks this year. My God, it's September.
As a YouTuber, I feel like we're constantly asked for advice on exams, and it's like, I thought they were only at 2 points during the year. You had your mocks in January and then the actual exams in June. So like, calm down. But if you really want to know already about handling stress and anxiety, alcohol.
Dan. I mean, yeah, but that's not going to help
A-levels.
Them. The tip for handling the stress around it is be prepared.
Yeah.
Like, ultimately, you're not going to... Like, it's fine to get a little bit nervous, but ultimately, you're not going to be freaking out when it comes to exam time if you know you've put in the work.
Here's the other thing. Can I say, it really annoys me when results time comes out that the tweets that you see from people are like, totally doesn't matter if you get crap GCSEs, because we're assuming that people are going to go and get crap GCSEs.
Some
of them do, right? And they need to be reassured that it's not the end of the world. But also, these exams are important, and you should try as hard as you can. And if you're prepared enough, if you've done the work that you can do, and you know going into the exam, I'm as prepared as I could possibly be, and also know that that's not as prepared as someone else, because there are some nerds in your class who are going to be so much better than you, like note-taking and revision and all of that crap. If you've done as good as you can going in and you leave knowing you did as you could when you were in there, then you're fine. That's all you need to do. Be prepared.
Exactly. And here's one of my famous segues. Here's someone who I'm not sure how many official qualifications they have. It's Ariana Grande.
That's the worst.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe. And darling, to fall in deep.
so into that.
You're not into my segues, though.
No, not your segues. Your segues are pretty... Well, you know, you started so well. Like, I was so impressed with it. And then all of a sudden, you just kind
of... But I just did that for you.
You fell apart.
I know, I made it bad on purpose.
Sure. No, I believe that. I 100% believe that.
Yeah. Right, we've got one more drunk advice question. Maisie has said, how do I quit my job?
There's a lot of Maisies asking drunk advice.
I think it
questions.
Might be the same Maisie. Thanks for your questions, Maisie.
You really, really helping us out there, Maisie. Really good. Just quit.
Wasn't there that video of someone that went viral of someone like making a video quitting their job?
I didn't see it. Maybe there was.
Well, there was. Believe me, guys. Yeah, just hand in your notice.
Like, it depends on the situation. You've got two options. You can either go out in a blaze of glory where you just like, I quit, and then you set fire to the shop or restaurant you work in, which I wouldn't advise.
And that's usually quitting and then you leave and you don't come back.
Yeah.
Or you quit and you give, like, you hand in a notice.
And it's like, oh, well, I've had a nice time working here, but unfortunately now is the time to move on. So here is my notice. I've quit my job. And then I leave.
Yeah, 2 weeks later or
yeah,
whatever.
And
it
you
is.
Kind of, and it's like, oh, and they give you a card and they've all signed it, even the people who you barely know.
Yeah, and they have a little drinks and cake thing when you leave. So it just depends how you feel about the people you work with.
That's a solution, isn't it?
Nailed it.
Good job.
All right, well.
Also, can I just say that before you quit your job, please make sure you're financially stable, because
I don't want to be
responsible for you leaving your job and then being like, well, I'm homeless now.
Whoops. Make sure you got some side hustles going on.
Side hustles.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Sarah Dietschy's vlogs.
Yeah.
And she's always on about the side hustles.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, thanks, Dan.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
For being here. We'll have to definitely get you onto a live show.
Yeah, it would be
a
nightmare.
And we'll have Leighton as dogs.
Hopefully. Thank you for Leighton as dogs being in my life now.
Live. Yeah. Thank you, Leighton as Dogs. Thank you, Janet Jackson.
Always thank you, Janet Jackson.
Thank you.
Hello to Jason Isaacs.
Sure.
For anyone who knows what that is.
I have no idea.
Good.
You What's exposed happening? Yourself. Wait, should I know?
It's a podcast. If you listen to a particular podcast, you'll get the reference.
Oh.
And if you do listen, tweet me and we'll
and
be together
you'll
on this.
And then you'll have made a new friend.
Yeah, indeed.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. What has it dissolved into? Would you want to find a way to end the show? Is that
no,
how
No, I wanted just to say I hope Hannah is having a great time on her holiday.
On your plane.
Future me.
Oh, right. I hope I'm sure they will.
Is having a great time. The event that I'm going to in Berlin sent me the schedule.
Oh.
And kind of what we were talking about before with the timetables and stuff.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring
up. Really good.
Yeah,
I got an itinerary at Sitsi this year. Somewhere in the city. It made me the happiest boy.
Love
I've got
a
to
good
say.
Itinerary. my German friend. I've just so I
Your mid twenties were being cool and here we are talking about the
My German friend emailed me being like, my phone broke and I lost all my numbers. And so I texted him being like, oh, hey, it's me. This is my number. And he texted back being like, well, you check your emails like fairly regularly, like a German person.
They're efficient. They're
and
so efficient.
And I was just like, I just love organization and keeping on top of my emails. Thank you very much.
That's
you know?
Just German.
The only reason why I haven't replied to your email is because I can't think of what to say yet. That's the only reason why I think I will ever not reply to email.
Really?
Yeah, it's like I'm just like not ready.
Do you ever do it? I know we're running out of time. Do you ever really do it where you just kind of like ignore it specifically so that like you're like, I'm going to answer that later.
In so my own time.
Yeah. So like when a girl texts me and I'm like, I really want to text you back like straight away, but I also kind of want to make you wait. So I'm going to not reply to you yet.
Dude, just text her back.
It's so much politics. So
no,
much.
But there doesn't have to be. Dan, what are you, 27?
26? Fuck you.
Sorry, you're 27 this year. That's what I meant.
Good save. Wrap it up. Jesus.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm very sorry it's not live this week, but next week we'll be back live. So make sure that you tune in.
Say live one more time.
Live!
Thank you.
You say it now.
Live.
Oh, I thought that was just going to be like a lot more fun. All right, thanks, guys. Bye!
Bye!
Fire and ice, this love is like fire and ice. This love is like rain and blue skies. This love is like sun on the rise. This love got me rolling the dice. Don't let me lose. Still falling for you. Still falling for you. Beautiful mind, your heart got a
of times. Your heart gave me new kind of highs. Your heart got me feeling so fine. So what to do? Still falling for you. Still falling for you. It took us a while. With every breath a new day. With love on the line. We found our share of mistakes. But all your flaws and scars are mine. Still falling for you. Still falling for you.
Falling for you.